Welcome to So Over Podcast. Tonight, or today, whenever you hear this, we're going to be having Macho Martin.
Oh, yeah.
We have Lorenzo Ramone today.
Yo, welcome back. Welcome back to myself.
It's been a long time, and this is Emmy Blaze. Okay, so let's get into it. Let's start with the vision. What does everyone think about the vision?
I mean,
Lorenzo,
me
you've
personally.
been away for a bit, so I'll let you I'm interested to hear what you got to say.
Yeah. Well, I mean, for starters, I don't see the vision. And podcasts ago, I've said I've had issues with Seth Rollins. I've had issues with why he's a heel. I mean, I don't like him personally anyway. So him being a heel just helps. It's natural because I don't like you anyway. But the faction you created with Paul Heyman, I'm not feeling it at all. I wasn't feeling it when it was started, and weeks later, I'm still not feeling it. I feel like they've demoted Braun Breaker. I really do, because I was watching wrestling in 2015, 10 years ago. Seth Rollins, he broke up with the Shield, and then he had these two lackeys with him who were also wearing blade suits and tie. They were called the J&J Security, Jerry Mercury and Jamie Noble. If you know those two, they were cruiserweights in WCW. They were security guards. They were helping him cheat to win. That's exactly what Braun Breaker and Bronson Reed are doing now. I feel like they have more potential than doing what they're doing. Now, I understand, you create these factions, right? So you can eventually have them turn on Seth Rollins. So naturally, I expect Braun Breaker to turn on Seth Rollins and Bronson Reed, sorry. Naturally, I know that's going to
You
happen.
feel like
That's
that's
how.
going to happen. That's
Yeah,
like.
eventually. Yeah, I mean, that's how. And most factions are like that, right? Like you cheer on the up and coming youngster to turn on the main, I guess the main orchestra of the faction.
So that's what historically that you found is always the case.
Yeah, I mean, it happened with I guess it happened with the Bloodline technically, where Jey Uso turned face and then he went up against Roman Reigns. Obviously, Evolution, that's an obvious one where Batista turned on Triple H. Yeah, it just happened, and I see that happening now. The problem is I'm not enjoying the faction now, and I came into it with like negative feelings anyway. So it's kind of not fair for me to say that because I was already negative to begin with, right? But I'm trying to give it a chance. It's not entertaining. Seth Rollins cannot capture charisma to me. Like he doesn't make me want to listen to what he's saying. I'm like, can you just hurry up and finish what you're talking about? Can you hurry up? Because I just want to get the show running.
I guess the thing is, like when he's talking, maybe it's that there isn't really, like, when it was the CM Punk thing, there's a direction as that he really doesn't really, you feel like he really doesn't like this one person. Whereas this is just like the vision, like, what is the vision? I
Exactly.
just
What is the
don't
vision?
want anyone
This is the vision.
else doing what I'm doing or.
Exactly. This is the vision, though. He literally said this in a promo. I'm the future of the industry. But you're 39, though. You can't be the future of the industry. You can't. You can't. You've been there for 10 years. Why are you still the future of the industry? Can you go away,
Well,
please?
I guess his thing is that he could never be a Roman Reigns, right? He
He'd
wasn't
never be.
Roman Reigns. He was still a brand person, but he wasn't the biggest brand person. So maybe that's what he's trying to do, kind of thing. Be like, well, I
And
don't know. Maybe that's the vision.
I'm sorry, before I give Macho Martin the floor as well, yeah, I just wanted to say this as well. And I said this before. So when Roman Reigns turned heel, yeah, people were begging for him to turn heel for 5 years because we were sick of him being a face, right? He turned heel, he created a faction with his cousins, which people were, creating, I guess, fan fiction about doing that as well. So it all worked out in the end. And then you discovered that Roman Reigns has more abilities than we thought he did. So, and then obviously it became basically the hottest story of this new era, right? Seth Rollins, it's not the same. You've been a heel 10 times already. You've been in factions already. You were in a faction with Rey Mysterio's daughter or something like that. I can't remember what they were called. It was during the COVID era. You've been in seven different factions. You've been a heel, face, heel, face, heel, face. And now you are meant to carry like the mic work and the charisma in this new faction. But in my opinion, is hindering Braun Breaker. Because now he's basically a lackey until he obviously will turn on Seth Rollins and become a face. But that's down the line. So we have to just deal with this faction for a long time, and it doesn't
It is.
entertain me.
Is it
And
kind of
that's my opinion.
similar to the Chelsea Green faction? They're wearing suits. They don't really
Oh
say
God. I mean, that's probably worse, but yeah,
anything.
it's probably worse, I'll be honest with you.
I think it's
But
worse.
to me though, I guess I don't know who the other one is. I know the I don't remember the two names
Albert
off the top of
Fire
my head.
and
Yeah.
The Secret. Yeah, what are they called?
The Secret something.
Secret Society.
Yes, I know. Secret
Oh
Society,
God.
isn't it?
Okay.
Secret Service or
The
something?
Secret Service of something else.
Okay.
Okay. We'll find that out. We'll clarify that later. But the other wrestler's Piper Niven. So it's kind of hard because, yeah, you're taking away the voices of these other characters, so they're not able to, and that's what happened with, like, I guess the Usos, right? They weren't really talking for a long time, but it worked because they made it a point in making them a big deal, you
But
know.
you know what makes me do you know what makes those kind of different to me, right? So I guess I'm saying Braun Breaker is actually the future of the industry, right? He's up and coming to a point where he was actually over before he turned heel again and people started booing him again. And obviously Bronson Reed is someone people like, right? The two girls that were with Chelsea Green, I don't know how much potential they actually have. I'll be honest with you. I know Piper Niven's been around for a bit, but she's never really been over to that point where the faction is hindering her because to be honest with you, she's getting TV time that she's been lacking before that. And then who was the other the Usos, there you go.
Albert
Usos.
Fire.
Oh yeah, so her, I mean, I'll be honest with you, I haven't watched much of her. So I'm kind of like being ignorant when it comes to
She's like
that
an
faction.
NXT sort of, you know, she's from
Okay.
NXT UK as well.
Okay.
And she
Well, I'm just saying like she wasn't at WrestleMania, right? She wasn't make like over at WrestleMania, so at least she's getting TV time, and then she'll probably get a moment at some point. I'm saying Braun Breaker was at that point where he was next up to be a champion, and then now he's just wearing a suit, stopping Seth Rollins from losing matches. I just don't like it personally, and I just don't like Seth Rollins as well. So, but that's my rant done. I
I
promise.
think it's pretty huge for Bron Breakker. I mean, he's also getting TV time at the top, you know. He's in the main main event, you know, that type of thing. I mean, I know he was up and coming anyway, but he needed some sort of direction. I think they didn't know what to do with him. Now they're just like, you know, his whole thing is that he's a dog or whatever. So now he's like really a dog, you know, for Seth Rollins or whatever. I think it is a bit kind of like now he's silent. So that doesn't help because that just means he's taken away his voice. And then because he's overshadowed by Seth, you don't really hear from him. And I think having a voice, like building that personality, like he's sort of, like Tiffy came in from at the same time from NXT, and he was Bron Breakker was a brand person, brand the face of the brand for NXT, and then I guess Tiffy was as well. But then Tiffy's got a voice, even though she doesn't do that great on the mic sometimes it's getting better. But you know what I mean? I feel like she's got a voice, she's got a personality, and she's got, like, he's got the moves as well. He's got that sort of running move or something, which seems quite deadly. But it's like now it's like it's a bit overshadowed with the vision of Seth
You know
Rollins.
what I compare this to? Yeah. Sorry, one more thing. So one last thing. Do you know what I compare this to? Do you remember when John Cena first won the W? Well, you might not, but do you remember when John Cena first won the WWE title against JBL? Do you remember that period? Vaguely.
I actually don't know.
Okay. Okay. So vaguely, yeah. He was actually feuded with JBL and JBL's. Well, before that, JBL created a faction, right? And they were kind of boring, obviously, but that was JBL's thing. Then John Cena's up and coming, up and coming, up and coming. He wins the US title, etc. Now, this is what this is like here for me. Instead of John Cena winning the Royal Rumble and facing JBL WrestleMania, he joins JBL's faction and then helps JBL retain the title consistently, and which then demotes John Cena back to essentially mid-card supporting JBL. That's exactly how I picture what's going on with Bron Breakker personally. But obviously, I like Bron Breakker in it, so that's my thing. And I hate Seth Rollins, so I don't think you can sell this faction to me. I just don't see the vision. It's just
And
simple.
how do you feel about Paul Heyman? What do you think, Macho
Oh,
Martin?
yeah, Macho Man, you go.
Paul Heyman.
Yeah, like how do you think about his how he's been behaving in
He
this
needed something
faction?
different. It was better death. Well, it's given him something to do, isn't it? It's better than the Bloodline, I think.
He has more of a
He's big, got more. I like his kind of evil sense, really. I kind of like him with a bit of a twist, but I think he's getting too much mic time. I
too much.
don't want to hear him anymore, really. He does whine too much. Now, I like his evil turn, but he definitely whines a lot more. So I'm like,
I feel like he should have just like stopped when the bloodline broke up personally. Just gone away.
And what's happened to Roman now? It's like he's not returned.
Well,
Roman's
he might be
done.
still sick.
yeah. Or he's a part-time. Well, he's a part-timer, isn't he? So he only appears at like the big pay-per-views apparently. So.
And he doesn't need to, basically,
Well,
because, yeah, he doesn't need to at the moment. He doesn't have the title where he had to cut
to be honest
on.
with you, his story is kind of complete, you know? Like anything else he does, I don't know if it will be, it won't be on a level as what he was doing previously, right? He's not going to win a title again, because he's not going to be here to defend it. And Bloodline is like peak performance for him. So anything else he does will probably, you know, it will be a supporting act in it. I know he's going to come back and help CM Punk at some point. Maybe SummerSlam, perhaps.
Yeah, maybe. I think, yeah, I think he's had his time. I think he's had it. He's on pretty much. He's been on everything in WWE. You know, he's been on front covers. He's been on top for so long. To be honest, I don't mind him if he comes down anyway. And he doesn't show. He'll just do the occasional promo, like, and old retire. Well, just like a retiree, basically,
Yeah.
or some sort of, guest appearance.
Yeah.
He might turn up in Money in the Bank. We know
Yeah, maybe to cost Seth Rollins the money in the bank, I guess. Yeah, why not?
so he could turn up for that. I mean, it's as you were saying, it's like a follow cycle because it's happened with Solo, isn't it? And you can see
Oh,
part two,
God.
he's basically going to twi he's going to turn any minute.
Yeah.
So
Even action.
that's definitely followed suit, as you were saying before.
Yeah. So where the good faction's gone to me personally. It's just Bloodline 2.0 is another one. But it's just different. It's just like there's just no seasoning, you know. They brought in this new guy. I still don't know who he is, by the way. I haven't researched who that guy is.
It's probably just another family member, isn't it? That they basically just bring the island over to WWE. That's pretty much it, really.
You know, I really hated, by the way. I hated. So I know we're jumping around, sorry,
No,
but
it's all right, that's fine.
okay. So on SmackDown, just him beating LA Knight, I just really
I
did
think
not
it
like
was. I think it, and it's like he has no charisma. I think, who's it? Pump the Beef and Macho Martin were calling him a potato.
No, he's a potato. He's an unseasoned, like he's an uncooked potato. He's just bad.
Uncooked potato. We had
Uncooked.
Jackie Potato, now we've got an uncooked potato. He's just a
It's
spud.
just a potato flush fresh off. Like, well, I don't know. He's just, yeah. Do you know what I? So I'm starting to. I love the Samoan guys, right? Well, some of them, and they're all talented. But it's getting to a point now where, come on now. Like, is every Samoan have to come and just win?
I
Man,
wish
what is that
there was
about?
another one lined up after
Yeah,
this.
it's like it's just come on. At least, and if they're gonna win, at least have look the part. Look the part.
I think that was the worst thing because, like, as I was saying last time, I was annoyed as well that he wasn't dressed properly. I think when he was fighting, he was just wearing some jeans and the top, and I
Yeah,
just thought, I can't, no.
he looked like he worked at GameStation. Like he just he just isn't he's not fit. You know what I mean? Oh, dearie me.
He just
That's
came
good. Thank
straight from his job off the island and then came onto the show.
you. Yeah. No. Well, Triple H did say it was going to be, you know, a spontaneous error. So maybe he spontaneously was hired and then, you know,
Do you
went straight
think
to
that's
him. Yeah,
what
maybe.
it is?
The
Maybe
training would jump in.
they've had quite a few people with injuries and stuff, and they let go. It's worse. It's like they let go of some really cool people. Well, I thought some people weren't that bad,
Oh, yeah.
and
Did you
then they
guys talk
brought
about
that in. Do you know what I mean?
that? Yeah. No, that is true. What I've heard as well, they don't do as much house shows as they used to. Is that correct? I heard that before.
So I'm not really sure. They've got all these different other shows, I guess, like all these new, like the Saturday Saturday night main event. And
Yeah.
I don't know if they're doing more, like, do you mean the live shows as
Yeah, the
well?
live shows. Yeah. Like
I guess
the shows are not on TV, but they do them like in-house, I guess.
almost like a fandom thing.
Yeah,
But
yeah.
yeah, I guess there's no point because now they seems like they're putting a lot of effort into NXT and this, you know what I mean? And then playing around with it, and then probably want it to be more worth everybody's while, like time wise, like it might as well be recorded, it might as well be a part of the storyline. Because, like, you know, maybe the house shows it. I guess it depends on how much they get paid and how much merch they sell. But I guess they're concentrating their time on something else. Maybe it costs a lot to book the venue, and maybe not enough people turn up. But I don't know. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. What, me?
Yeah, like, why do you think that?
Yeah, so one, I do know, I mean, there's a lot of shows going on. Like there's that LFG show that's still running, right? The
Yeah.
where they got the legends watching, I guess, the rookies wrestle.
Yeah.
Don't remember what that's called, but it is LFG, right? I didn't make that up.
Yeah, they've got another one as well, haven't they? They're just going to bring out another new one. We saw it advertised. It's about going behind the scenes of the
Yeah.
matches and things like that, and
I think it's
oh,
going to
really?
be how they've going to see, you know, how they figure out their routines, and you know, it's just completely obliterated the whole point of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, it was like that show, the magician that reveals his secrets. It's kind of like, well, to be honest, a lot of people just don't want to know. We want to see the nice show, and we want to be entertained. We don't really want to know
Wow.
the whole
That.
details, because
Yeah.
it
Because then
ruins.
it ruins the like it ruins the suspension of disbelief, doesn't it? I
Yeah.
think the phrase they say. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I think like most people are trying to work out
Yeah.
certain, and like you said, it's like when you see the you were talking about the women's matches a few weeks ago, about when they're doing the really slow hits or the
Oh,
hit
God. Yeah.
hitting and stuff. So you can kind of see stuff, and then you see certain things, especially when injuries really occur, and you're like, okay, that didn't work out. But you know what I mean? You're not. I feel like, yeah, I don't think I want to watch that either.
No,
I
not
don't know
me.
what part of my life I'll have to be to want to watch, like,
No.
to ruin that.
The
The
only one.
only so I can see it
Go
being
ahead.
used is if somebody wants to be a wrestler.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's the only kind of interest. It won't have any interest on the fans, I
Isn't
don't
that for wrestling school though? Isn't that what wrestling school's for? Like they'll teach you that in the wrestling schools. So
think.
doesn't it kind of,
Yeah.
yeah, like I don't know. I feel like that would just I wouldn't enjoy that personally. Because one thing I still enjoy about wrestling is figuring out how they've worked out, you know, when to come in for the interference and this and that. I still enjoy the aspect of it. So just, you know, showing that to the mass media, it would just kind of, you know, just ruin the vibe, I would say, personally.
I was going to say, talking about the WWE shows, obviously this is a safe space. What do you guys think about, like, you know, Stephanie McMahon's, like, show where she's
Oh,
talking?
places.
What's that?
Stephanie's Places, right? That
Yeah,
show.
Stephanie's Places.
Oh, I don't even know. Do you know what? So I only watched one episode. It was a Bloodline episode. And I just found it funny. It's like these guys, yeah, were feuding
Yeah.
for years, and then they're all on the same boat. It's just I don't know. It's just weird.
So
It's weird, honestly.
they're
But
all like in the episode or something.
it was kind of funny. But it's just like, yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of old school where I just like, I want them to be feuding like on TV as well as like outside of TV. Does
Yeah,
that make sense?
you want them to keep it going, like.
Yeah.
You can't have it like if they're feuding on the show, they should still be
Yeah.
feuding.
I mean, classic example of that, we saw a little clip of Priest and Big D, and they're at like this convention, and Big D was winding up Priest and swearing at him and stuff while he's signing autographs.
Yeah,
You
I
want
love
that
that.
kind of atmosphere going on, even at those sort of things, to keep up the show. That's quite
Honestly, yeah, Drew McIntyre, yeah, he's one guy that's actually turned around for me. I used to hate him, honestly, almost as much as Seth Rollins, almost.
Yeah.
But over the last 2 years, actually, I would even argue the COVID era as well, because he carried like he carried Roar at least when he was a champion. He's really like done hard work. He's worked his physique as well, which I always, you know, that's always good.
His
And
physique is really good, like all the time, isn't it? It doesn't really, he's pretty consistent, where some people aren't, on you can tell on the show.
yep, absolutely, absolutely.
Seamus. Seamus, what can you, I mean, and by the way, we aren't body shaming,
Of
like
course not. Of course not.
we're like, yeah, we love all body types, but you know, when you're supposed to look like a toy, I expect you to look like a toy, is what you paid for.
Yeah, totally. Honestly, I mean, your job is to essentially look like a superstar, right? So,
Yeah, action
at
hero
least,
sense.
exactly. So, at least do the part.
Yeah, you get paid enough, or you'd like to think so.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah. That's a topic for another day, actually.
I do feel like that's a topic. Like, I am curious. Like, we were looking at NXT, and we're looking at
Oh, the price of the tickets are
yeah,
amazing.
the price of the ticket. What are the price of the
The
tickets?
price of the ticket for a gold ticket, which is like ringside, it's only £14.
Really?
Yeah, it's £14. It's tw something like $20 or something. It's
Wow.
crazy. And then the cheap tickets are like, what was it, like £12 or something?
Yeah.
And I was like, why? That, no wonder a lot of people love the atmosphere of NXT, because
Yeah.
they're being entertained, but they're being entertained at such a good price for what they're getting. And
Yes.
I know the audience is like really kind of small, but you know, and I don't know how they match their value of ticket price to what they're paying out for. I have no idea.
Yeah.
These stars must be getting paid peanuts.
Well, I was
But
going to ask you guys as well, actually, on that. So I read something recently about WWE or TKO increasing Raw and SmackDown ticket prices
wow.
to a point where it's unaffordable for like certain, you know, people.
Oh, I
But you
saw
guys are
that.
saying
It's
it's
about the big
affordable.
charity, right? It was basically they're gonna put out the typical fan, outprice them, so the wealthy could go or something like that.
Wow.
Yeah, so that would no wonder certain people don't want to, you know, jump up and cheer and have a good time. You can't even afford drinks at
Well, yeah,
the
there was that guy obviously bustling John Cena before. Maybe that was why he was like, take
event.
yeah. But yeah, no, that's so bad. Like, the worst thing is that it would just be, I don't know how to say it, but you know, like how the crowd won't really be that great if they're gonna just have people spending, you know, it's a different type of person that spends that money. Do you know what I mean? They're not gonna be, they need people to the audience to react. And I feel like very, very rich people, but I'm not saying they don't have a good time, but there might be different types of reasons why they're buying those tickets. Do you know what I mean? So I don't think they would have, like, this, say, for example, like Macho Martin was saying, the NXT crowd is so good for that small performance center in terms of like how good they are, because they probably, you know, they're there having a good time. It didn't cost them much. They're probably really fanatical, real fans. It's going to be. It's pretty weird, but I guess, I don't know, it's to pay the wrestlers. It's great if the wrestlers are getting paid.
It's cheaper to buy a flight to America. It'd probably be cheaper to buy a flight to America, stay overnight, go to an NXT event, and then come home again than it is to get a single ticket to bloody Raw.
Yeah.
God, well, Rob won't be seeing me. I'm not going to pay that much money to watch Division, honestly.
No. For sure, I'm tempted to just go to Tampa, although it's a bit dangerous there. Florida, just step go there, watch it. NXT, was it? It's actually quite a good show now. NXT, I watch NXT now. Like, Stephanie Vaquier lost the belt, which was very shocking. You know,
Traumatizing.
who's you know Stephanie Vaquier. Are you familiar with her work?
Wait, it's Stephanie Vaquier. Was she in Elimination Chamber or not? I made up completely.
She has been on, was it Raw?
Yeah, she has,
She's been
yeah.
fighting Raw.
I've heard that name many times, so I
Yes.
definitely know who that is. I just don't know them off face.
I'll give
Honestly.
you a little lowdown. She does like a very popular butt move.
Oh, I know what that is. That's the Booker T move, the one that makes the
Yeah,
lyrics.
so he loves that.
He was like the last NXT, the way he was saying, yeah, it was like going on for ages. Like, and it was like, dude, that is filthy. It's filthy. That's filthy.
So you're saying she lost the belt, is what you're saying?
He lost the belt, yeah, to what are they called again? To the old Toxic Attraction, but now they're called Fatal Influence, to JCJ.
Wait, Toxic Attraction didn't wait, isn't that Mandy Rhodes and
Yeah.
someone else that got released recently? Forgot.
Gigi Dolan,
Yeah.
Mandy Rose, and it was JCJ, but now JCJ has got her own new faction called
Okay.
Fatal Influence, which is
Um,
kind of similar to Toxic Attraction.
I loved Toxic Attraction. I just honestly,
I think
no.
everyone loved Toxic Attraction. I even love Toxic Attraction, and I don't think I'm the clientele.
The entrance alone was just amazing,
It was
honestly.
amazing. It was amazing. It was so good. Like, fair dues to Mandy if she got paid more money, putting out some material that isn't suitable for children. If they were being paid like the money they were getting off NXT, it's fair enough, isn't it? If
Yeah, to
you're feeling like you're never going to get on the main roster, and you're like, how long am I going to keep doing this? So, yeah, she'll never work on WWE for now.
Fair for now,
But
yeah.
who knows? I mean, Chelsea had OnlyFans as well. She's back on, but I guess she didn't go that far.
I mean, look, Saraya, aka Paige, we already know what she had out, so
Okay.
she's probably
Fair
gonna.
enough. Hopefully, she got paid enough to justify never working in the industry again. But what about the Cody Rhodes turning up at Saturday night main event because saving Jey Uso from being beaten up by John Cena? Thoughts on that?
So yeah, no, it was cool. It was cool. I would have preferred CM Punk versus John Cena at Money in the Bank, though, just selfishly. But obviously not. it would be a good match, though, I'm sure. I don't know where we're going, though.
Yeah,
I
I
guess
don't
John
really
Cena.
know. It feels a bit clumsy, doesn't
I mean, is John Cena gonna face Cody Rhodes at SummerSlam then potentially lose a title back? I would say this as well. So I didn't imagine this, right? Because I was watching it on mute, but did John
it?
Cena hesitate to hit R-Truth with the title belt?
Right. R-Truth was amazing. He's much better than John Cena as being John Cena.
No, honestly, that's true. Honestly.
It was just so good. I felt that was the highlight of
That's
the.
highlighted the whole thing for me. Oh, it was amazing.
Because he can still jump around. John Cena obviously can't, so.
Sorry, say that again.
No, I said he can still jump around, R-Truth, can't he?
He still does those splits, and he's he's crazy.
John Cena feels like a. I mean, he's obviously old, isn't it? But I can see his movements are very,
Rigid.
old. Yeah, rigid, exactly.
Definitely falling apart. I feel
Yeah.
like why didn't they just let R-Truth win that one?
Oh, they should have done.
Because he's not, it was nothing was on the line, and it's Saturday night main event or whatever. Do
Wait, I thought it was for the
you
title. Was it not?
know what I mean? No, it wasn't. It was
No.
for no title.
It was for
Oh.
to try and beat
To turn him
the
around.
hustle. What's it? What's the quote?
Ron Cena.
No, yeah, Ron Cena.
One scene though, yeah.
Ron Cena wanted to beat the hustle, respect.
Loyalty, respect.
Yeah,
Yeah,
loyalty and respect
respect.
back into John Cena. And
Can we talk about this heel turn though?
yeah, go on then, talk about it.
Obviously it's great that he turned heel, obviously.
Yeah.
But what WrestleMania showed us and the aftermath is that They had no actual plan. It was just, I'll turn John Cena heel and then see what happens. Like, there was no hidden, what was it again? The Rock selling your soul, this nonsense. There was no actual plan. It was just John Cena turn heel. And
Yeah.
obviously, he turned heel, great, and it's still good because I just like seeing John Cena heel. But I'm just afraid that they don't have an actual plan and he's just going to end up losing the title and then just going off somewhere.
Yeah, probably he's got some films lined up soon.
Yeah, and then that's the end of John Cena. A heel turn. You're going to lose the title back to Cody Rhodes and you're just going to disappear. That's what I think. That's what I think is going to happen.
He might just hand it back. He said he was going to one of the interviews, right?
Did he?
And he said he was going to win it and then hand it back.
Is
That would be
that?
funny.
Funny. I'll be honest with you.
I'm wondering if he'll just turn good at the end or something.
I think he is. I genuinely think he's going to turn good again. I personally don't want him to. It'd just be funny if he just said, "I beat everybody. Here's a title back. Bye."
Yeah, that's it, basically it. Too
Yeah.
old now to
I've ruined wrestling. Bye.
Yeah, I've ruined wrestling, yeah.
That's what you said you wanted to do, right?
Yeah, I think that was the whole point, wasn't it? Do you know what I mean? What did you think about the nuggets just jumping around to
Nuggets.
the nuggets, the chicken nuggets, Roxanne
Roxanne.
Perez, Dominic Mysterio, and Liv.
Oh, yeah.
He's gonna do the
He's
naughty
been eating Roxanne's
nugget,
nuggets.
dirty boy.
And then Liv turned up and she was like, what's been going on in my house?
No, they're going to turn her face, aren't they, Liv Morgan?
You think they're
Probably.
going to turn
Oh,
her
no, don't turn
face?
face. No.
That's what it
Not
sounds like.
really.
I don't know. I'm getting a feeling. I
Oh.
saw her, the crowd reaction when she appeared was actually pretty interesting. Like, just a lot
What
of cheers.
was your thoughts on that?
Well, Matt, I just, what, as in the crowd reaction, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, no, it was good. No, it was, I mean, the fans seem like they're behind her, so. But obviously, when someone that's been entertaining disappears for a while and then comes back, you're naturally going to get that reaction when you come back, right?
Like kind of like ring rust or
Yeah,
something.
exactly. So, but yeah, no. I love storylines in general. I love entertaining storylines, so that
Yeah.
sort of stuff will always get me watching for sure.
Okay. Yeah, well, it looks like that's going to be the next one.
Yeah.
And then obviously Roxanne tried to help Liv apparently in the fight, and then who was it? Somebody else messed up as well.
She blamed her tag team partner, didn't she?
Yeah, Raquel. Raquel
Raquel,
was
yes.
not interested in anyone getting close to Liv, so she was like messed it all up.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a new
They are
thing.
quite similar height, though, so there's going to be a match for that.
What, Liv
Mm.
and
Liv and Roxanne Perez.
Raquel? No,
No, Roxanne
Roxanne. Yeah,
Perez. Yeah,
so.
they're quite similar. They're very short, aren't they? So
Yeah.
it's kind of easy win-win for a match for that. So it's,
Yeah.
but I don't want her to turn face, though.
For sure. Yeah. But I feel like it's ha all happen eventually, right? That's, someone else has to be elevated now.
Have we got any money? Talking about elevation,
Oh, money in
have
the
we got
bank.
any
Yeah.
money in the bank?
What
Prediction.
predictions?
Yeah, we're a bit early, but
It's next. Is it next week?
it could be. I think it's going to be, yeah,
Is it the
next.
seventh?
It'll be the
Yeah.
7th, yeah. So it probably is next week. We can start speculating. Things could change. Raw could happen, and then
No.
things could change. So what do you think on the ladies, real
And
quick?
you just remind me of the participants, sorry.
What's
If
that?
you know. Can you remind me of the participants, if you don't?
Alexa Bliss.
Alexa Bliss.
Mommy.
Mami.
Oh,
Raw.
yeah, okay.
Who else? Is it T Tiff? No, Tiffany's not in there. Because they're fighting for Tiffany, aren't they?
It's this mommy. Is Kairi Sane in it now? Kairi Sane.
Are we saying? Oh, wow. No. Okay.
It could be
Are
wrong.
any of the, is Naomi in it? Is
No, Naomi. No, they've got like a triple. Right, Matt,
Yeah.
somewhere with Jax, Naomi, and
Okay. Just got
Jade. That is correct. 100%.
Because we were talking about that, and it's a bit, what do we say? It's a bit ironic, wasn't it, really?
Yeah. It could be a bit, I don't know. They could have, I don't know. It just seems
Sure.
like they're just like separating them from Like maybe it would have been good if Naomi got that, you know, that would be an interesting story, I think.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, because then she could catch, because she's just pretty much acting like a money in the bank person, just coming in whenever, but she's just not able to do anything much more interesting. So,
After people you
there we go.
mentioned,
So you've got
Julia.
Julia, Roxanne Perez, Alexa Bliss, and Rhea Ripley.
So far.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, out of those names, to me, it's either Roxanne Perez or Alexa Bliss, in my opinion.
So yeah, Matt and Martin, what do you think?
If I go through them, so yeah, I think Rhea Ripley's too obvious. It's, you ain't gonna win it again. So I don't think it'd be Rhea. And it always tends to go to newcomers anyway. So is it Julia? I think she. I don't know much about her. Don't know enough. So I'm with you. I think it's gonna either be Roxanne Perez or Alexa Bliss.
Yeah, okay. I think it could still be, it could actually be Rhea. Like, I'll play devil's advocate and say Rhea to shake up the storyline. And I get what you're saying with all the newcomers, and I'm just trying to think who are they gonna. Who would be, what would make sense to the storyline, or would, are they going to do something different with just making it somebody who isn't new, but somebody who's going to stir a story? Because Money in the Bank usually is a story stirrer
Yeah,
type.
so is it, so it's like who's gonna go after Tiff, basically.
Yeah. So that's what I think. All right. So what about the men's Money in the Bank, which is Solo Sikoa, LA Knight, and Seth Rollins and Penta. Who do you think's gonna win
Oh
there?
my God. So it's just those four for now, yeah?
Yeah, this is just for now, because obviously
Yeah.
I think more people will be added on, but that's our lineup so far. What do you
There's
think of
two
that
men.
lineup?
Well, I mean, yes, sir. I mean, yeah, these are guys that should be next up, apart from one guy, obviously, who had too much talent.
Oh, yeah, Seth. Okay.
But I don't want Seth winning that. Definitely not. And I don't want Solo winning it because I don't want another bloodline. Solo versus Jey Uso types. I don't want to see that. Even though he's on SmackDown, but yeah, just no. Just
Yeah,
no.
fair enough.
LA Knight. LA Knight, it's his time. It's his time.
And do you think
Up
it's going to be an enjoyable match in general, just with the four
If they set
outstandings?
up the match perfectly, if this build up is good enough, I feel like they can do a actually, you know what? You just made me think about that actually. Because LA Knight versus John Cena, don't know if that would be a good match in general.
Oh yeah, like have they ever done that?
No, I don't believe so.
LA
Yeah.
Knight versus John Cena.
I mean, maybe because I'll say this though, John Cena. I guess at the end of his title run, the person he should lose to me, should be someone that's the next up, right? I
Yeah.
feel like he would lose to Cody Rhodes, though. I definitely feel that way. But if
Okay.
anyone is next up, it would be LA Knight on SmackDown, in my opinion.
Do you think
So
so? That's
I
nice.
know he's older. I know he's like 44. I understand that. So I don't mean he's the future of the industry or anything like that. I just mean it's his time to get a meaningful title run and then, ride off into the sunset.
I totally agree. Like, I think it would be amazing for him to do that. And I think he's been taking this back seat and sort of playing the low mid card type thing for too
Yeah.
long. He can hold himself pretty well on the mic, I think, against someone like John Cena, that it would probably be super entertaining. Do you know what I mean? It could
Exactly.
be. It just depends how they set, like you said, how they set up something like that. But I mean, that's not on the cards at the moment. We're going to have Penta doing his side moves into the thing. How do you feel about Penta now, out of curiosity, because you've not been on for a bit? I've heard these rumors yak about it a bit more.
No, Penta is cool. He's just I just don't see him more than what he is, which is like I guess mid card to me. I don't see him as like a WWE champion to me right now. Anyway, he's just like a cool mid-carder who, he has cool moves, cool entrance. He actually looks cool. But obviously, he's not going to get into any deep storylines because I don't know how good his English is. I really don't. I generally don't, by the way. He might speak proper English, but I've never actually heard it.
Yeah, I think it's pretty, it's enough to get him by, but it's not something where he can hold a conversation with LA Knight.
Okay.
I mean,
Yeah, I just don't see him like.
over the mic, like a promo.
Yeah. But he no, but make no mistake though, he looks cool, honestly. Like he's the sort of guy I would pick in a WWE video game. Just pick
Oh,
him.
really?
Yeah, he just looks cool. I want to see his entrance, his moves, etc. I'd create my character based on his moveset, do all of that. I just don't see him as like a yet anyway. He's only been here. Has he been here a year yet? I don't even know.
Feels like less than that.
He was at the Royal Rumble, right? So he was
Was, yeah. So
very.
early this year,
Yeah.
I feel like he made his debut probably when we started this podcast. So probably, just late last year,
Yeah.
or this year. So
I'd give him time. I would give him time, honestly. Give him time. It's too early for him to be Money in the Bank, Mr. Money in the Bank for me. There's guys that have been there way longer than him that it's their time. But I'm very curious who the next people will be. So
yes.
I don't know who I would pick, but for now I would say it would be good if LA Knight wins that.
It would be good. Yeah, I agree. What about you, Matronine?
I would love LA Knight to win it. He deserves it, but
Do
I think they're just going to give it to Seth.
you think so?
Yeah, I think
No.
it's going to be all part of this like crazy thing that they're going on at the moment,
The
and
vision.
the vision stuff, and they're going to really push it, and then the future of the company, blah blah blah.
Each of the company.
I
Oh
reckon
my
they'll
God.
just, I reckon they'll just give it to him, just
Can I
because.
ask you guys a question?
Just because
Question.
they've got no imagination.
Yeah,
The
that too.
men's, with the men's division, I think the men's division, is really not as well. It's
Basic.
just, it's basic. It's not as great as the women's division. When we look at the women's part, we really like to think and analyze stuff, and you really get into it. But with the men's division, I struggle a bit. So I think they run out of ideas and just give it to them.
Could I just ask you a quick question before Emily goes, right? Wouldn't Braun Breaker have been a good participant and a good winner?
Oh yeah,
Yeah, he
we
would
could
have
have
done.
done
Yeah, he
that.
would have. That is my point. That is my point. He's not in it. Why? Because he's in this boring faction. But anyway. Anyway. Anyway.
I tell you, yeah, I agree. That is a real shame. But I guess they've got other ideas for him. He's still getting show time, and he's not getting, he hasn't been cut. He's on the show every week. He's getting paid. He's building his brand, but yeah, it's under Seth's law, kind of like Seth is now Roman, I guess. But yeah. So yeah, this is the thing. There's going to be some other matches as well. I mean, my prediction would, hopefully, as I said, I would like LA Knight to win as well. I don't know if they would make it Penta winning. That's the only thing. I would probably not really want Penta to win personally, because I don't want him to win. Like, I don't, I find it, I think he's, like you said, he's like doing the mid or lower card or whatever. I don't want Penta to win, but I think they would probably let him win because he is like the newest out of those guys if we're doing the newcomer. But I just don't think, I don't know. It would just be funny him trying to cash it in each time.
Yeah, it takes so long to walk down the aisle, he'll never get down there, will he?
He's doing his sidestep.
Sidestep to the bank.
Yeah, he's a bit like what character in Mortal Kombat? There's a character that walks, I'm sure he walks a bit like that. Is it Sub-Zero or something like
But yeah, Penta winning, I don't know, that's too early for me, in my opinion.
that? Okay, fair. Yeah,
Yeah,
that.
but like I said, he's cool though, and my thing is, if he does win, right, what? Who's he going after? Jota?
Yeah,
Yeah, probably.
I'm not really sure. Yeah. Gosh, yeah, I don't know. It's gonna be kind of, it could be boring, but we'll see what happens. And Logan Paul and John Cena versus Cody Rhodes and Jey Uso. What do you think about that? Who's gonna win?
For any type of championship, is it? So in the end, it'll be Cody and Uso to win, but they'll pin Logan Paul to win it. It won't be Cena.
Think it won't be Cena.
No.
I think it could be Cena right now. Only because if it's not for the title, I just they might want to keep Logan Paul strong because he might be a challenger again for the whatever it title.
Right, okay.
Maybe, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
So
Yeah.
it would be so boring if the
The
goodies
obvious one.
win. It would be kind
Yeah.
of boring. Like, I don't know, but then it's not great for Cody to get beat again. So obviously they have to think about proximity and how much they lower his
Wages.
how good he is, yeah. And then Lyra Valkyria versus Becky Lynch. What do you think about this feud?
I can't take either of them, really.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Becky Lynch just has that Seth
what's
Rollins thing.
that? Becky
Oh, you
Lynch?
say Macho, so I didn't hear
I was going to
you.
say just that I can't take it. One flapping around like an owl, and
Okay.
then the other ones, I just can't stand her voice.
Yeah.
Ooh, nuts.
What's wrong with the man's voice?
What's wrong with
She
a man's
commands
voice?
respect.
She doesn't, she whines.
Yeah.
What was that
Seth Rollins
guy?
smell.
Fury. Lyra Valkyria said that Seth Rollins is the best thing that's about Becky Lynch.
No, he's not.
She said that she's the mo that's the most talented
Oh, yeah, most talented. I don't, yeah.
thing about her, that she has Seth Rollins.
I mean, Seth Rollins is talented. I will give him that. But
Would you say that Seth Rollins makes Becky more talented by just association?
I wouldn't say that. I mean, I've never been a Becky Lynch fan anyway. I know she had that 4 year period where she was top of the mountain. But that was like there was a lot of things that happened to get her up there. One, Nia Jax botched that broke her nose, you know.
Yes.
That alone got her over the fans because it's like,
I thought it was pretty cool. I'm not gonna lie.
oh, cool, yeah, for sure. I'm not saying it wasn't cool at all, but I'm just saying, you know, the imagery of that looked cool, right? It
It
did,
did look cool.
yeah. And then the second thing that got over is people were tired of Ronda Rousey being champion,
Yes. Yes.
so they wanted someone that's been grinding in NXT that has come to the Royal roster and done nothing. And then the third thing is, they were tired of Charlotte Flair being a champion, which is funny, ironic. Yeah, so, but then obviously after all of that ended, she became a bit more bland. And now she's come back and, you know, cuts boring promos that I can't bother to listen to.
Well, now
And,
she's a heel, isn't she? She's a heel.
yeah.
I feel like she's elevating Lyra, but because I wasn't a fan of Lyra at all,
No.
and I like that Becky's giving Lyra something to actually talk about or do,
Yeah.
and yeah, she's given her all that tenacity. Lyra's coming back and all that. I think it's quite good. I quite like Becky as a heel more than I like Seth as a heel.
Oh yeah, I would agree with that. 'Cause I'm physically exhausted by Seth Rollins, right? But with Becky Lynch, I'm tired, but I'm not physically exhausted. Does that
Yeah, I know what you
make sense?
mean. I like that she, because I don't really love Lyra, so I love that she's versing Lyra and she's saying that her Lyra's got a weird looking fiance, and I quite like
Nah.
it.
I will say though, Becky Lynch does take her breaks as well, right? So, you
Yeah,
know.
she takes breaks, which is good.
Yeah.
Which I think, is that what your issue is with some wrestlers?
Yeah, like just go away for a bit. Like we won't miss you until you actually go. You know? Like I promise you, yeah, if Seth Rollins for 6 months and came back, you would hear a different side of me. You would hear different vibe to what I'm saying. But he's just been here consistently and just I just don't like seeing him anymore. I really don't.
It's like
Especially as a heel.
you're in a relationship with Seth. and you're like, I
An
just
unwanted
need,
relationship.
I just need you to stop talking for
Just,
a bit, so I can just go to the toilet in peace.
just stop whining, stop saying you're the new era. Like, come on, we've been married for 50 years. Like, you're not the new era. There's no vision. Yeah. We've got to pass it to the next generation. Let them be money in the bank, yeah? Not you.
He needs to get his glasses checked. You know what I mean? Was this vision definitely
What's
gone?
wrong with him being a special attraction as well? Like, now Roman Reigns is a special attraction now. He's gonna appear every now and then. Why can't he be a special attraction?
I guess
He's not
maybe.
that special.
No, yeah, he isn't. But
As I said, I'll always champion
defend
Seth.
him.
I'm
I
not
know.
necessarily, as I said, I'm not sure what's going on here. As I said, Seth was like a loser. I was telling you guys for months, he's a loser now, but now he's a winner. And I don't know if I like too much winning. I kind of want a little bit in between. Like, now I don't get this winning. I don't get Paul Heyman that much. It's too much of a turn for me for Paul.
Yes. And Paul Heyman's turn didn't make sense to me. It never will, anyway. Never will.
No.
No.
So it's very, very strange,
I
but
mean, unless his turn was because, but he didn't say this, though. But if his turn was, Roman Reigns was bullying me, therefore I went to Seth Rollins instead. But that was not what exactly he said. So now it doesn't make sense to me. If he said that, I'll be okay, I understand it. You were getting bullied a bit. But.
Yeah, I mean, but he was doing it to himself as well.
Yes, he was.
He's
Yes.
putting himself in that position, bowing down to him. It's, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And we all liked it when it was happening. Well, some of us did. I won't talk for everyone. But it was, entertaining. It was a new Paul Heyman. I've never seen him do stuff like that.
Yeah.
But now he's gone back to, the Paul Heyman that I'm not exactly entertained by. Especially at this point. You've been, and I said this in the last time I was here, by the way. When I was venting about the heel turn in general, he's been a manager for to seven guys, right? And only three to four of those, or I would say three really, of those guys, it's actually worked here. Brock Lesnar, I guess you could say CM Punk, and Roman Reigns, right? But we always forget about Cesaro. Cesaro, he was manager of Cesaro, that was horrible. He was manager of Curtis Axel, that was horrible. He was manager of Ryback, horrible,
Yeah.
right?
So do you feel
And
like
this,
this is the same, the failed Paul?
yeah,
Is
it's
he going
like
to fail?
there's a lot of conversation about him being the best manager of all time. I can see why he would say that, but you have to look at the negative things he's done as well, the boring work he's done as well. But we never talk about it. No one ever says, "Oh, remember when he was manager of Ryback?" No one says that. Why? Because it was rubbish. But we say, oh yeah, Brock Lesnar. It's like, well, really and truly, all he did is speak for like 10 minutes and then Brock Lesnar did the rest. So, but anyway, this is not about Paul Heyman and his managing skills. Do you know what is? I'm taking out my frustrations on Seth Rollins on Paul Heyman. So let me chill. Let me
Maybe
chill.
it's really Paul Heyman because he's behind the man.
True.
That's really where your anger is. It's
Maybe, you know.
Paul Heyman has abandoned your hero, Roman
Roman
Reigns.
Reigns. Yeah.
It's
I did make a
there.
prediction he would do that, though, right? I did. That was one of my predictions, anyway, at WrestleMania.
Yeah, just a
Yeah.
disloyalty, it's what it is. But then you're like, and then you're like, you went for him over
No.
me.
Okay. You know what? You have a point. You have a point. Do you know what it is as well? Yeah. And I'll just say this, right? I actually was bored of wrestling in 2020.
I
And
love how
then.
you locate exact dates, like
Oh yeah, trust me. No, I
2020.
can go further, by the way, as well. I started watching wrestling in 1998, right? Then I stopped in 2022 because Sky was no longer showing Raw or SmackDown.
Yes,
So, well,
I
Sky has
remember
won,
that
so
time
Sky
too.
won. Yeah, exactly. So I had to watch The Bottom Line, if you remember what that show was.
Yes, I do.
1 hour highlights of Raw, which didn't really show much. So I was like, I can't both watch this. Then I stopped watching wrestling completely. And then my friend used to videotape Raw in 2006, and I wasn't interested, but he said, "Oh, DX is back, DX is back." I'm like, "Okay, cool. Oh, wow, amazing." And then in 2009, when John Cena and Randy Orton were feuding for a whole year, I got bored again, stopped watching it. 2011, CM Punk did the shoot promo. I said, "Oh, this is amazing." Came back. And then I stopped watching wrestling again in 2015 when Seth Rollins was running around with J&J Security. Yeah, I can go further, but I
So
was going to say what I was
you're
saying.
exactly, and actually you're talking about the route that being compared to JJ Security. Is that what they call J&J?
J&J Security, yeah.
Yeah. So now this could be the end if this continues of Lorenzo Ramon watching for a
No, because
moment
it,
until this fraction is over.
yeah, I just, I, do you know what? You're gonna get the, I'm gonna be so happy when the factions ends. I'll put it that way.
Okay.
But because of Triple H's booking style, it's not gonna happen for the next 4 years.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, wait.
Oh,
We
goodness.
still have to deal with Judgment Day. So, of course not. It's still gonna
No.
be here for 4 years.
Well, let's see. Let's see. Let's see. Triple H, if you're listening to this, did you hear that? You need to get these bookings right. You need to sort out your writers because you may lose some fellow fans. And people on
Question for you guys, actually. What do you think of Triple H's writing style, I guess, over the last year?
it's disjointed, isn't it? Stop. It's centered around the main events, and then we have this lull in between after WrestleMania, and it feels like it's just slammed together week by week.
No, there's definitely no plan. It all
Nah.
is. It's very whimsical, as you say. I think they're
Yeah,
doing
I've
on the retainer of how much money they make by
I
merch.
think it could be on based on these contracts or that they're given these wrestlers, because I'm pretty sure that they're not on like the contracts they used to be with before they signed over to Netflix, I'd imagine. I reckon they've gone to like 0 hour contracts or something.
No, I reckon. Okay.
So which means they only get paid to show, or they only get paid when they're popular, in which case they're only paying when they want them to turn up.
And that would affect the
And then that can
storyline.
affect the storylines and also affect why people are so easily dismissed. Because if you're on a 0 hour contract or a very whimsical contract, what if you're not bringing in the crowds or making the impact, you're gone.
Oh yeah, I feel like the pay's probably like sounds amazing when you sign the contract, but the reason the way they could get rid of you is probably very, very easy, which is. Seems very Netflix.
Yeah.
The
Isn't
most
that an
people.
American kind of working contract anyway? They
Yeah.
do say that you don't need to give notice, do you? Is it like 48 hours or something ridiculous like that
Yeah.
in America? Like you
Yeah.
can be fired
That's crazy.
within straight away,
Yeah.
pretty much, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah.
Unlike, in the UK or wherever.
Yeah, like someone could offer you, like, well, one of these wrestlers could be offered 300K or whatever, but then they could be let go.
Within 48 hours.
Yeah. So yeah. Anyways, I think we should close up now. What do you guys think? Unless you guys have got anything else to say.
No, I think I'm good. I've vented for about Seth Rollins for an hour, so
Yeah.
yeah.
No, that
Seth
is true.
Rollins, if you heard this, I hate you and I hope your Christmas is terrible.
Oh, come on.
I'm
That's
joking.
just too
I'm joking.
dark.
I'm joking.
And that means that Becky's Christmas
No.
is terrible as
Okay,
well.
I'll put it this way. I'll put it this way. Colby Lopez, the person that plays Seth Rollins, you are an amazing worker, amazing wrestler. Your matches are entertaining, and you are good at what you do. But the character Seth Rollins, I hate you, and I hope your Christmas is terrible.
Oh, okay. Fine.
I say bring in Ron Cena, permanent.
Oh yeah,
Facts.
Cena.
Facts. Yeah.
I will hope to do a
Facts.
bit more of the guy for sure. I haven't got much to say, guys. I think it's time to call it a night. That's what I say.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good at
Okay. All right. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to another podcast episode of So Over Podcast. Please get in touch if you like anything we said or you hate anything we said. Only if you like it, really.
Yeah,
But
only if you like it, honestly.
if you like it, because otherwise we're not going to pay attention to
yeah,
it.
I didn't say that, but yeah, he did. All right, thank you guys. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah.